Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another thrilling episode of Mental Illness, your favorite mentally ill podcast host right here, Damon Hammack, with another episode for you today. I haven't really posted any podcasts here recently because, I mean, after Kobe died, I kind of took it to heart. So I've been kind of just chilling on the mental health aspect of things. But I'm back today. Gonna keep going strong with everything to keep everything moving forward. So I hope y'all been like maintaining without me. I know y'all need me to get through your day and whatnot. I'm just joking. But anyways, y'all, today's podcast is gonna be just kind of getting back into the swing of things, just kind of being stronger, feeling better about yourself, feeling healthy, feeling, you mean, just getting into the feeling of knowing your worth, knowing your value, and not self-destructing and destroying yourself based on, you mean, just our nature, man. Like recently, man, I missed my therapy session this month because I had my schedule changed with my son. So I really been like kind of struggling to maintain my sanity here lately. Like I'm tired. I'm like frustrated constantly. I can't move. I mean, I wake up late. I'm exhausted. I'm just out of it, man. Like I need my therapy session. For the therapeutic aspects of it, of course, but also for the, you know, just to fucking feel better, man. Like, I'm tired. I'm so, so tired. And then, like, just dealing with everything, life, all of life. You mean, driving an hour to work every day, driving back home. Like, when I finish with some shit, when I finish my day up, I gotta drive 45 minutes to an hour home. Sometimes it can be therapeutic, but sometimes it's just frustrating. Like, sometimes you just want to be at home to fucking sit down. Like, okay, I'm doing a showing. I'm 15 minutes away from home. Okay, now I'm here. This is not how it is. I mean, I'm dealing with it. But I'm behind on my eBay business. And it's not going as good this month as it did last month. I'm just exhausted, man. And it's my own fucking fault. And, like, my obsessions with people are just fucking going, just getting stronger. I've got a new, like, target obsession. Like, I want to know what makes this person tick. Like, and it's bugging me because I'm so obsessed. Like, what makes you tick? Why are you the way you are? And, like, my therapist told me this shit, though. That's why I need to go to therapy, so I can fucking get, like, just dump this, all this shit in her lap. And, like, lay. Help me become less obsessed. And she'll tell me what to do. I feel like she knows me now. She'll kind of talk shit to me again and get me on the track, on target, to do what I need to do. And, like I said, I just miss it. I miss, like, I haven't had my mental dump this month. I had it, I mean, last month. Haven't had it in February. February has been so stressful. I'm just so tired. I'm so behind. Fuck, man. Kobe gone, y'all. Fuck. Kobe is fucking gone. I can't believe that shit. And these fucking bitches on Facebook, these fucking no good bitches out here with like four or five baby daddies and no fucking lives going on. Oh, you didn't know Kobe. Why y'all feeling so sorry? Bitch, shut the fuck up. Y'all don't understand how much I hate fucking motherfuckers like that, man. For the simple fact that, like, you could tell these bitches didn't have no role models growing up because they choose the worst people to get impregnated by and be complaining about them all the time. And then you guys, the audacity to talk about how another man should feel about Kobe dying. Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry, y'all. I know I try to keep it sane most of the time, but this time I'm just like, I feel like my psychosis is kicking in right now. I'm just like, I feel like a different person talking to y'all. Like, I'll be cool for a long time, and then I just feel like the psycho has to peek his head out around the corner just to let you know he's still there. Because he is. He's just sitting there stewing, getting madder and madder and madder. And, like, man, I hope y'all, if y'all haven't sought therapy yet in this last, like, what, month? It's been exactly a month. It's this last 3 weeks or a month. Go to therapy, man. Get some help. Get some self-care. Take care of yourself, because if you don't, you will fall into fucking depression. You'll fall into self-sabotage. You will fall into fucking a fucking crevasse of lies and unnecessary shit. I've started writing my fucking book.
I legit
started writing my book. It's coming along. I don't know the name of it, the title of it yet. I was going to call it The Narcissist Next Door, but that's taken. I was going to call it The Narcissist You Know, but it's taken. And all of that shit is by people who don't suffer with narcissism, people who are not on the spectrum. But I met another girl. I know she's on the spectrum. So I'm going to fucking talk to her about her, how she feels and shit like that, and get that in my book. So get a female perspective from a female narcissist. So that's love. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. I know this was kind of just everywhere today, but I just needed to vent and talk to somebody because I haven't talked to my therapist. I'm talking to all of y'all. Love y'all. Peace.